Today's learning is really interesting. Chaim Luzer, Bishop Shai, Yemaisha, Ben Daniel, Rivka, Bess, Maisha, Israel, Yisra, Menach, Mar, Maisha, Be Yisus, Fu, Shleim, Chaim, Maisha, Ben Malka, Ben Brach, Bess, Ar, Malka, Matri Yitzhak, Ben Fagel, Dina, and Yisus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're finishing up Simon Reish Mem Vav. We were in the middle of the last Sif, Hey. On the last page, we are at the Mishnah Brura, Sif, Kot, Lamed, Bey. So the Mechaber gave us a bunch of different solutions that can be used in the event that you need to have a guy use your animal. How do we avoid the shvitzas behemtai? He gave us some were more preferable, some were less preferable, and the Rama says to us that v'chol tzadei aterim elu hilchos haninu. These are all lamaisa things that you can be samech on. We're going to see whether that's a chatchila or not. Sifkat lamed beis. So eizem hen shayir. So you can rely on anyone of them. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Heinu, the Af Kabbalas Achrayas Bilchud, even the weakest of all the solutions, which means that the guy just takes responsibility for the animal. Shekosav HaMechabal of Soiv Dvarov, Mahani Gambazek can help after Ein Loi Rishus Lein Yehuda L'machra, even though in that scenario, the guy does not have a right to sell it. Kevin, the medes Rishusay Le'in Yukra Vizula, it's his responsibility with regards to increase or decrease of value. And he was paskin over here like the Kula Dikashita in Swift Out. But the Yoisatov she asked him, Chira Gemura, better is to make a complete sale. Can now be Sif Kot Laman Aleph, like I mentioned to you in Sif Laman Aleph, we went through this yesterday. Kede Lotzes, Gamdasa Machir and Sham. So this way your Yoitza with all the shitas, they hold that this solution doesn't really work, and shvisas behem is an issa daraisa. The im koshele lasis kol afne aheta eli bushas atchag. What happens if you have no solution? You can't make any of these solutions. Kegoin, for example, mishi eshle saw this guy has fields. The eshle lahaskeb arisus lein yehudi. He will never get any guy to agree to be the oris on his field. If you don't supply the equipment, the animals, you're not going to be able to stop him. The guy is taking the field by resource, which we said in that case, the guy is allowed to work on Shabbos. But if you tell him that if you're using my animals, you can't, he's going to say no deal, because the part of the deal is I get your animals. Yesh lismech al das habachanal. Then in that case, b'shat zatchag, you have no choice. V'soymech on the bach. What was the bach? Shemata yedei sheyafkir b'nei shloisha kardim Shabbos. That before Shabbos, you mafker your animals in front of three people. But you force them adavim, and people should know about it. But lo yavir l'dei chashad, and this way nobody will be chayshad that the guy is using your animals on Shabbos with your permission. And you make it known that you are mafka the animals, and therefore for the period of Shabbos it's the guy's animals. But hefka tzarich lias b'leiv shalom, it has to be with a complete heart. Aber b'loy shasat chag, if it's not a shasat chag, lismech al hefka, don't rely on the bach, because remember the mechaber and others argued with the bach. G'moshe k'saf milav m'shavur sivkot yadal v'chein hiske b'dach g'moshe b'hedya. The g'moshe says the same thing. Now the Rama said that even though that in all these situations, right? Even though in all these situations the animal was really the yid, but we view it as if it's a shutfus, right? Behine kolze kishum kishamaskira mashilo elasas melachas atzmai. All these solutions that the Mechaber gave us is for the guy to do his own work. If you want to use this trick to let the animal get out of Shrisas Behemtai by making it a shutus with the guy because he has a chraya, so whatever one of the solutions you're going to use, that's only for the guy to do his work. But to go for you do your work, doesn't work. I feel in Machali, a behemoth, Machiri, Gemuri, even if you actually sell the animal to the guy. That doesn't get you out of the fact that he's not going to do work for you on Shabbos. It's two separate things. If the horses belong to the yid, the gam ha'yein Yehuda who's chirei lecholam mitzdach melachas sheyitzdarach Yisrael. Let's say you have a guy. You remember we had this case early on. You have a guy that works for you for anything that you need him to do. He's your shikyingle, as we said. Ain had the mechiras asusimla. You can't sell the horses to him because remember he's not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. The harei asulei laniach lasas malachta. You weren't allowed to let him to work at all. Ela im kain hu muskalei rakla malachal zoi lises asusim lahaylich leistayre b'chalei shi'istark b'shana zoi. Oh, Shirley Rambam, let's refresh our memory. We said there were two kind of employees. If you had an employee that was a jack of all trades, then you weren't allowed to let him work for you on Shabbos because you're having a direct benefit, because that means on Sunday he'll have time to do other things. If you had an employee that was only hired for a specific job and he wasn't told when he can do it, so he can do it Sunday, he can do it Shabbos, so you weren't really benefiting from the fact that he was doing Shabbos, then the Rambam said it's mutta. Others said you really should be machmir because by the fact that he does it on Shabbos, he'll and then work pops up within his line on Sunday, he'll be available to do it. So you do have a little bit of an indirect benefit. But certainly, if the guy was the jack of all trades, you weren't allowed to let him work for you on Shabbos because you are benefiting directly because the fact that even though you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, the fact that he did, he'll be available for other odds and ends and other jobs that you're going to give him to him on Sunday. So by selling him the animals, you've gained nothing. It's still the same problem. Even if the guy just has one specific job to be your driver, right? Your delivery guy, not your driver, your delivery guy. And he chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's if it was his choice. You can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And I say, man, that's man, circle of money is that then we have the Rambam, as we said, if he only has one specific job, you're not having a real benefit by the fact that he's doing it for you on Shabbos. Rakshi, if Farsim and the Mechaber the Ramah finished off, you should be Mefarsim. I am a Vir Alacha Shaveni, the Ein Kedel LaHata Yidei Kol HaTeirim Ela B'Shas HaTchag. You shouldn't be Samech on all these HaTeirim Ela B'Shas HaTchag, only in a great need. L'Puki Me'eli Anashim Shem Moichur Mechavonish V'Reim Lein Yehudi G'desh Yasim Alacha B'Shabbos. You go ahead and you L'Chatchila go into business to set this up, to sell your animals to the guy. And people know that it's the Yid's work. Even though you can't stop because they have a sheep to be soimach on, they have what to rely on. Still, every bal nefesh should be careful. Not to do it only in a great need. And only if you ask the shaila. By asking a shaila. Now, Mishabru finishes off with one last case. Yisrael sheyesh leisusa, Yisrael that owns a horse. Uba Moshel Amakirai Lashiloi Laskirai, and there's a Gaish minister, and they recognize him, knows him. He says, "Listen, I want to borrow or rent your horse." He can't stop him because it's going to cause a great deal of harm to the Jewish community. Cause discontent between the Goyim and the Yidden. Yim kereni loy bedavim muet. Your best bet is sell it him for a small amount. As Yitzchak Moshe lasses could buy kertzayin, and then the guy can do whatever he wants because it belongs to him. Mamach kach yachzel loy beitloy asus vegam aschiris. If he's going to give it back to him and pay him the rent, matana ba'alba yovle. He's giving him matana. Ma'ayim asher tshuva sheiskim gam imay negari yagan aharon. It was agreed that that's what you should do. Now, Mishabura referenced this bir alacha, and it's kedai. It's a little bit of a long bir alacha, but it's kedai for us to read this when it comes to Shabbos. And my shves father's a chayin levracha. He was in the laundromat business, and he sold his business. He was buying another one, and he went and he asked the shaila what to do, and they set him up with he realized the place he was buying. The busiest day was Saturday. And he set him up with a heta to with a shutvis with a guy, and at the end, he chose not to do it. And when he was asked why he chose not to do it, he says, "End of the day," and this is, I guess, we have to think back to the way Yidden used to be, right? We can try to emulate the previous generation as best as we can. Okay, it says, end of the day, Shabbos, I was taught Shabbos is Shabbos. These are all loopholes. I can get out of it. I can work on Shabbos. But end of the day, obviously he wasn't physically going to work on Shabbos, but he was going to have business that's running on Shabbos. He was going to have somebody else run it for him. So end of the day, yes, I went to the Rav and I have a hat that I had this whole thing. It says, when I sat there and I thought about it, this is what we were taught, Shabbos is Shabbos. That was a little bit, they were pushing to Yidden. But they had a certain elichkeit that we can all learn from, and that's we'll see what the Bi'alach is talking about. So The last bialach on the siman, Rakshi afarsim shasa derechetes. The Rama said that if you do this, you should make sure to be mefarsim so people that know about it, so they're not chayshin you. Hine, the knesses agdoy lehevi mishem hamaram al shaka b'shem Rabbeinu Yosef going. The osel by Yisrael sheyasa harama main Yehuda shim kloy behema. So he goes extreme. He says it's also to do this. I don't see any derech hayasher that a person should pick in order to do this. Those that were matter at Hanukkah Yisrael, leave Klai Yisrael alone, as it says in the Gemara, let them be a shaygig, but a baal nefesh should not do it. Okay. The gamet semach tzedek v'simin lamed hey tzavach al zeh she b'shot nefesh meichrin sasei and they sell their horses b'kavana k'day lafkiyam hem is a Shabbos they shouldn't have an is a Shabbos v'koshav zeh l'shoyne they gloini misereinu sheyesh lam agolos v'sus m'alicham asayis b'sacha they were in the trucking business they had the horses to transport stuff ein had to limka l'en Yehudi asusam l'hafkoy s'k'day l'hoylacham asayis b'shabbos y'all do it u'b'pratim yisrael tomin asisim. The Yid runs is dealing with them all the time. It's right before Sukkot, and if you're not going to rely on one of these Haterim, the people won't have a Sroigim for Sukkot, then Mutal Yidei Hefker doesn't even like this idea of selling it to them. Do Hefker. The Mekai Mitzvah in La'achmat Kal Lashayna. Well, your rabbi calls of Gamke La'achm is a Matama Magan Avram, Shalay Avi, the very Tzemach Tzedek. Why doesn't the Magan Avram bring it down? Right? So, and then keeps going with other sheets. Says maybe horses are different. He says, but those that are using it for actual work, right? So people, today the equivalent would be renting out trucks and cars, right? Of course, leasing is totally different because it's Pavlov. We're not gonna. It's fine. Don't worry. You're okay. But let's just. I'm gonna finish off with the. It goes to a number of other shittas. He says if you're gonna do it earlier in the week, so it's not clearly that it's being done for Shabbos, right? And if you are gonna do it, you have to do this. Al pi aroes chacham uber pirsim. You have to let people know. But here's where he finishes off. But teich b'Hashem. If you believe in Hashem. And you keep the words of the Torah. The Torah says you should gives us halachas. We happened over there. Here we talk about shrisas behemtai, but which is not so negay to us. But it's the same line for anything. That if we go out there looking, we say instead of looking for Torah, we say I'm just going to keep the Torah. Kipshute, the way the Torah tells us to do it. I don't try to find tricks to get around Shabbos or any other. Ashrav is praised. And here's the end, the closing line. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, instead of me finding different tricks to get around how not to keep the Torah, I'm just going to simply listen to what the Torah says. He says, certainly the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to give you atzlacha in the other 6 days of the week. He says, what's the point? You're going through all this effort to come up with a loophole to decide how to do it. He says, you have a simpler thing. Keep the Torah and the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to give you more than that. So why are you doing that? Okay. So that's his point. I think I said this once before, and it was, to me, I don't always think about it, but when I heard it, it sort of hit home. I once asked Rabbi Belsky about a ribbish shiloh on a certain bank, and we can do business, not do business. And Rabbi Belsky listened to the whole thing, and he says, you can't do business with them, right? And he saw the look on my face. I was not happy with the answer. I was obviously hoping for the answer that I could do it. And he looked at me and said, Avrumi, why are you upset? The Rabbeinu Shalom is not going to make you make less money because you keep halacha. And he wasn't giving me Kabbalah. He wasn't a Rebbe. It was just a simple fact that that's what the Bir Alach is telling us here. Yes, we have these loopholes that we need to sometimes come on to, but you're not going to, you benefit from just keeping the Torah. You can win out even more. Okay. We'll stop over here. And if it's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.